This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome to Food for Thought. This is Chef Patrick Hall. I'm filling in here as a co-host for Mike, and I have Carol's father with me here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Patrick. Yourself?
Oh, good, good. So this is the first time I was able to meet you.
Yeah, right.
So I'm excited because like I said, I've never met you before. So we should have a lot to talk about.
We should.
Yeah. So I would just start in, and like I said, I'm unfamiliar with the history of the Red Arrow Diner, and I was talking to you just 2 seconds ago about some of the history. What's some of the history of your culinary experience? I don't know much about me, but
Culinary experience. I started in 1975.
Oh, really?
And all I was a backyard cook.
I was born in 1974.
Oh, okay, there you go. 75. The way it happened with me is I purchased Ray's Lunch at the time in Manchester, just a little place that sat 26 seats.
Oh, no kidding.
And it was from my uncle.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
And he said, "Why don't you take it over? So you're out of work."
Yeah. Mm.
You know, I said, "I don't know how to cook." And as simple as that, he stayed with me one whole year.
Really?
And he was a fabulous chef.
Now, prior to that, did you do something else prior to own?
Prior to 75, yeah. I was just a sheet metal worker, union sheet metal worker, worked in Boston.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. So
commuted every day, 12 hours a day.
So you got thrown right into the culinary.
Jumped right into it, and I loved it.
You loved it.
No, I love to cook.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one of the things that I've been doing since I was 13 years old.
You have to have passion.
Oh, absolutely.
If you don't, get out.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I always come up with this little story. Years ago, the owner of the back room, they passed away now.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget his first name. But he'd go right up to his help. It was hard, but they were hard then. We should be harder today. We're too easy.
Oh, yeah.
But he'd go up and say, "How you doing? I hear you're new." He says, "Yeah, my name's such and such. And how do you like it here?" "It's okay." He says, "Do you like it?" "No," he says, "it's okay. Get your check. You're all done."
Oh, yeah.
He's rude, but he's not. Because you don't like it, get out. Oh, you're not going to do a good job.
I agree 100%. It's funny because one of the biggest things today with new new people coming into this industry is they don't understand the demand of it.
They're thinking of dollars.
They think it's dollars. They think the Food Network.
You're dealing with something that goes into somebody's mouth. It can be digested. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
You're almost like a doctor.
If you're not interested, get out, because you're not going to do a good job, because it takes a lot to do a good job.
And I teach over at the Shaker Village over for the Lakes Region Community College, and I'm the program director over there. And it's funny because we have new students come in here, and I love teaching, but it's so frustrating sometimes because like I'll go up to one student and I say, the other day I said, "Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you grab me five potatoes, and we're going to peel them because we're going to make this soup?" And they're like, "Oh,
I know."
And that's the first thing I do, and I stop and I said,
"If you get the sigh, we're in problem."
Yeah, I said, "Hey, listen, if you don't like to do this, if this is troublesome for you, then you might as well get out right now." I said, "Because this isn't going to get any better. Yeah. You know, it's not going to be five potatoes."
That's the point when you got to be real tough.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So
that's the way it is. The one who survives through the toughness, this guy's going to excel.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And on the other hand, when you see the guy that's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. And that's, and that's, I think, coming up into the restaurant industry, I said, that's going to be one of the hardest things going on there today. Yeah. And I owned a restaurant for about 8 years. It was called Patril's Restaurant. It was on Central Street in Franklin. And it was great. I loved being a business owner. I loved to do that. Yeah, it's great. But what happens is that, like I said, I got sick. There's no help at one point in time. So, you don't know qualified help. I mean, you can get everybody. Oh, yeah, come in here. Yeah, I'm the.
Honest to God, I'm not just bragging. I was 36 years on my own. And 36 years, I never called in sick once.
Oh, no.
I mean, I take that back. 6 days once I had surgery.
Sure.
But, no, that's overdone. But that's the passion I had.
Yeah, well, and that's what some of the passion. Like, they call these, you know, nowadays they have a fancy term. They call them soft skills to younger students. You know, knowing the fact that you can't call on sick.
No, I can't.
Knowing the fact that if you do have to, I mean, obviously we don't want you there when you're sick, that you pick up a phone, you contact somebody and make conversation.
Exactly right. And do you know, in that 1 year with my uncle,
yep.
It showed me a lot. He'd even say, I did it. I didn't feel good. I really didn't. Hey, he says, little boy, it'll go by. It'll pass. By 10 o'clock, you'll be fine. And you know, he was right. At 10 o'clock, it was gone.
Sometimes you just get into doing what you're doing. And it's just
like that. It's got to have the passion.
But there's such, you know, like I said.
Call me little boy.
It's such, you know, instead of the passion. And then at the same time, you know, it takes that type of person to be in this industry, because it's just, you know, it's one of those things that you got to love to do it.
Yeah, and he was good, my uncle. Oh, my God, he showed me so much. And, he, you know, he one-on-one for a year, he stayed with me for 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
After that, he said, I need a job.
Yeah, yeah.
So he stayed with me, so we kept on going. But he was a chief master sergeant in the Army, chef.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
It was just great.
There is a whole different side of cooking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the Army, and then also in the Navy. I always had an opportunity because I went to Johnson.
Oh, he's talking World War II.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, way,
and
even
and
different.
Prior, you know, to that, he was a hotel.
Oh, really?
Hotel chef. So he knew his stuff.
I had the opportunity to go into one of the kitchens when we were they were opening up the USS Kennedy. When I was in Providence, Rhode Island, as a student. And so we went in there, and it was funny because I was like just so amazed at these kitchens and the tight quarters.
Exactly.
And everything and all the things they're producing. They produced everything from fresh rolls to everything right out of that kitchen. And I was so amazed by it as a young student. And then I'm talking to the soldiers in there. They're more interested in me. And I'm no, I want to see what you're doing. They're like,
exactly.
Well, no, you're going to school for this. You know, we're just doing it. I'm like, well, you're doing a pretty good job, you know. So.
That's good.
So
just because I already know, I'm looking at the clock. Michelle is here. Michelle, we did not open correctly. We just started talking.
I'm sure.
And we haven't
you
stopped.
Did. I know.
So I know
I've
we got
a
break
a
and
minutes.
We and just back up because we didn't open correctly.
Yes. So
5 minutes we're going on break, boys.
All right. Okay, we're all set.
Welcome, everybody. I just walked in the
that
door.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah.
To,
well, apologize for Carol for not being here, but she is not well this morning.
No, she is not.
And that is unlike her to not be here.
Oh,
Patrick,
absolutely.
Correct?
Yes, Patrick.
Yes, Patrick.
So
very nice to meet you. No, we have
no,
not.
No, she gave it to me around 11:30, and, you know, usually I'm kind of loose, but I had a lot of things going.
I had to come from
but
Concord.
I looked at her, and I says, I will do the best I can.
Yeah, yeah. Well, welcome, everyone. We are Food for Thought. And Mike is on vacation,
right.
And Carol is home,
yeah.
Getting ready to go to the doctor's,
yeah.
And I'm filling in. I'm Michelle, and Patrick is here also, and Carol's dad, George. Let me just run through some of our sponsors at this time.
Good idea.
Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill, located on 865 2nd Street in Manchester. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, which I am a part of, and so is Carol and June, in Bedford and Londonderry, and soon to be in North Conway. Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and in Londonderry now. Valens Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. Casey's Rib Shack, Grasshopper's Garden Supply, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub, located in Hillsboro. I want to go there.
Yeah, well, I've never been there myself either. So
So
I haven't met you before.
I know.
What is your background? You know, as far
I'm a third grade teacher.
That's what I heard.
Yep, I'm a third grade teacher and best friends with my Carol.
Yeah.
And she asked me to, you know, become a taste bud years ago, 6 years ago, I think it was.
Oh, that's excellent.
And we did it for 4 years.
No
and,
kidding.
Her and I never, she had no experience with radio.
Third grade,
and
my hat's off to you.
And J-Dog, J-Dog. He's our producer today. He was our lifesaver. Carol didn't like him right away because he was telling us what to do, but we learned so much from him.
We're
right,
getting
J-Dog?
A little bit of history.
Yeah, that's right. I remember his critique every show.
Absolutely. No, he's amazing.
I welcome that. I always welcome somebody who critiques me, but you go, I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I've never known the history of this. And I said, coming up here from in my own restaurant to getting into education, I've never been an educator. So she said, you're a third grade, teacher, and everything else. And I said, so I just recently finished my master's degree in education,
but it was
career and technical education.
Very nice.
Right. Yeah, and it was, it was fascinating because my associates and my bachelor's degree were from Johnston Wales University, and they're both in culinary. So I go out now, and I've been teaching for the last 11 years, and it's funny because I go to the CTE, the career and technical programs, and I kind of tell them about the college and try to just educate them about education and how to form that career path.
Well, I'm sure you sound like you'd be a wonderful teacher, especially in culinary.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you need a break, but so when you go bachelor's in culinary, and then you just go to master's, and what is that in?
Well, that's an education.
That's by itself.
Yeah, career and technical education.
I don't understand that part because I just had a couple years of.
Yeah, no, it's a career and technical education, so it's kind of different. Oh. You have general education, which is your math or science or English.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of like, the culinary arts.
Often wondered
automotive
about that.
And, in things like nursing and automotive, and those are kind of like
specialty items.
Right. Okay. So it's like kind of you get your core and then you go
absolutely.
Off.
Then you go off.
The same thing, So.
Well, it's just about approaching 12:25, and we are going to go to break. I'm Michelle, and Patrick and George is here too. Food for Thought. We will be right back. Right, J-Dog?
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
J-Dog, you always pick cool songs. That was an oldie, I think.
Generic bumpers, so it sounds like it's old.
Yeah, it sounds like an oldie. Well, welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. In for Carol today is moi, Michelle. And in for Mike is Patrick.
Yes.
And Patrick, I just want to know your title.
Yeah, my title is Program Coordinator of the Culinary Programs or Hospitality Programs at Lakes Region Community College. And we teach culinary arts. We teach baking and pastry. We also teach restaurant management.
Excellent.
So it's a little bit, and we run the Shaker Village over the Shaker Table.
Yes.
So not the whole
Love
village,
that.
just the restaurant there.
Yep.
So we've had our programs over there from now, and it's just been a great partnership. So we partnership
Excellent.
With them, and then also one of our next guests is going to be coming up here in the later hours. Is going to be out is part of the Concord Food Co-op. So
is that a 2-year program?
It's a 2-year, associate's degree.
Yes.
So part of the community college system, we offer associate's degrees, and then we partner with other schools like myself. I went to Johnson & Wales, and we partner with NECI in Southern Hampshire University, so they can go on and get their bachelor's and try to get as much education as possible.
Awesome. Amazing. I think anybody going into the food industry, it's an exciting field, to say the least.
I always tell them, I said, you'll never not have a job.
That's
and
right.
I said, right now, I said, I have so many people looking for employment. And I'll tell you what, I literally have 300 jobs, and I have not as many students to take them. They're already employed. So it's a good thing,
And joining us is also George Lawrence, and long time food industry, Belmont Hall. Is that where you started, George? Belmont Hall, right?
Yeah, it was called Ray's Lunch.
Ray's Lunch, yep.
Well, then we went on with several restaurants and come back to the original one that was making more money.
Yeah, right.
And now we're excelling in Red Arrow. I have to.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
We have to take, we're proud of it.
Absolutely.
It works
you
very well.
You and Carol has done tons of work to get
actually looking
the Red Arrow where it is.
She don't
today.
Want to hear this if she's listening, but maybe she's on her way there, looking for another location.
Oh boy! Uh-oh. Oh boy! I know. It's when it was two, it was it. When it was three, it was.
That
it.
Was Carol talking.
your brain is always
keep
spinning.
Looking. You have to keep looking.
Yeah, do you folks cater too there too?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah, you have a whole catering company. Yeah.
They do. Well, you know, I dwell in cooking as well. My mother is an amazing cook. My father is from a Southern background. He's born and raised in Florida. My grandmother, my aunts, all amazing cooks. My grandparents from Canada. Uh-huh. So I had like the Southern flair, the Canadian flair.
You're all over the place.
All amazing cooks, yes. But one of the things I like to do is, you know, something that's quick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but yet tasty. And I'll tell you what I did last night. I was in the mood for pasta, and I've been buying. I don't eat a lot of pasta anymore. It's my love, but I don't eat a lot of it. But I do buy that Barilla in the yellow box,
yeah.
And it's high in 17 grams of protein and a lot of grams of fiber as well. So it's a little
so
better
important.
For you. Yes, it's better for you. But I wanted a really easy sauce. I didn't have a jar sauce that I could add to. So what I did was I took a can. I love Hunt's. I took a can of garlic, petite diced tomatoes, mm-hmm. and I have a zoot zoot. I have it's a Nutribullet, actually.
Sure.
So I threw that in there, and I put it on, and it got it all liquidy, put it in my pan. Then I took, they now have fire-roasted tomatoes. Did you know that?
Oh, Hunt's yeah.
God. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Put that in my Nutribullet and got that going and put that in. Added a little bit of garlic, added some oregano, added some basil, and I had a sausage left over from the tuckaway.
Oh, hey, I just went there this
so
weekend.
Good.
Oh,
so I good. Cooked that a little bit and then cut it up, put that in the sauce. I had a couple of meatballs from another time that were in my freezer. Got those defrosted. Add those. Do you know what? That's all that the sauce was. I didn't add anything else but that. It was delicious. A very light sauce.
It's because you had the art.
You know, and,
it's
it,
there.
And it came out pretty good.
Sure,
that's
it sounds very good.
Yeah. It's and I've said this in other broadcasts that we've been doing here is, you know, and people always try to get so intricate with food. And, you know, yeah. even with students,
Simple.
Too, they get so focused. Like, we have to have recipes sometimes for students quizzes because it needs to be a guide.
Right.
And I put my hand over the methods, and I said, okay, just look
Do
at the ingredients. I
yeah.
said, you know, you're making a soup. You know how to make one soup. You know how to make another soup. You know, it's just going to change in a different
mm-hmm.
way.
Yeah.
But the best, you know, way I've always learned is to keep it simple.
Right.
You know, just
right.
keep it simple. You know, you have a fresh garden, you have fresh herbs. You go out there, you pick the fresh herbs, and
right.
you make a sauce.
Absolutely.
And try it. Don't be scared.
I did add, I'm getting away from sugar as well. But I like to, you know, add a little bit of sweetness to my sauce. So I put a little bit of agave in there.
You have to.
And it was perfect.
It cuts the acidity. In
right.
The
acidity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know right away.
Yeah.
When you don't use it.
Yep. I did use a little of agave
you
as well.
To.
And I would have put red wine, but I didn't have any. But that would add sugar to my sauce. So I'm kind of glad I didn't because I liked it just the way it was.
Yeah. Sometimes I hate to use a red wine because it taints the color
sometimes,
a little bit.
Sometimes.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Don't get me wrong.
Does taint the color, but it also depends on what kind of red wine too. You know,
sure.
wines in general. When you start cooking with them, people ask me that too, and they're like, you know, what kind of wine? You know, especially if you're using a white wine, like people are like, oh, I got Chablis. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I said that's gonna be too sweet. I said it's gonna you want some more like a Chardonnay or, mm-hmm. you know, like a Burgundy or a Merlot in a sauce like that because it's, you're talking about a savory sauce,
right?
And something like that. So
George had given. I use it a lot too. It's your champagne sauce recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that with chicken. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. Yep.
Yeah,
so that's, I don't know if you know that by heart. I don't know it by heart, but it's another really good sauce to look it up.
Yeah. It's so many variations. Because that's what I do. I'll,
just
it's not hit and miss because you know. You can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I keep saying all the time. And you know what? I've noticed that a lot now, and it's, you know, I'm going, wow, how come I'm noticing that? But like on Chop, I didn't like that show at the beginning.
No.
But I see it now. It's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, You need to know what the heck you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's, the item's limited.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right because the time frame's too short.
No, it's you not know, realistic
you
in
You can't
approach.
Really do it yeah. good. Like, we do it. You yeah. know, you got to think. But I'll tell you, the concoctions they come up with, I even go, wow. Yeah, and you can tell. This is great.
That's you know that's one of the areas that.
But that's what we're talking about. They know what they're doing, basically.
They do, yeah. And that's one of the areas that my wife was always like, "You should be going on Chopped and things like that." And I'm like, I don't know.
Stress
you know?
Level's too high.
Yeah, but in the restaurant industry, you have that time to kind of create a special and think of it. You say,
that's
"Okay, I got roast beef. I got here. What am I going to do with it?
What can I use instead?" Or you know.
All right, so Patrick, give our listeners an easy recipe they could actually do today or tomorrow.
Piggybacking off of yours, what you just said, if you want to use pasta or even for chicken, you know what I've been using lately for chicken is those boneless.
See, lately, that's what I do.
Yeah, and I change it up all the time. Most people just go right when they're using chicken, go right for chicken breast. The
thighs.
Boneless chicken thighs.
I love them.
And they used to, they call them the keel piece there. That's there. The boneless ones, you can put those right inside of a pan, kind of bake them off a little bit. But piggybacking off your sauce, take, you know, some simple, like one of those Hunt's tomato sauces and using one of those bullets because you can puree it up. Mm-hmm. I make what's called a puttanesca sauce.
Oh.
Has anybody ever had puttanesca sauce?
Definitely.
Before? An Italian cuisine. Yep. And a lot of recipes call for anchovies, and then people are like, oh, I don't want to do that. But what I do is I'll put some capers,
Catamol
olives and black olives,
perfect.
And simmer in that sauce a little chicken stock, garlic, and then your herbs, and a little sugar, just like you do. Make that, and then you top it over that chicken and bake it off in there.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, it comes out just nice and tender.
Very good.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Another simple recipe I got, and you're talking about chicken thighs, is I have La Crusée.
Oh,
I love that.
It's my favorite,
stuff.
Yes.
It's so heavy, but I love it. Anyways, I put olive oil in the whole bottom.
Sure.
You know, a little bit that covers the whole thing. Then I put the chicken thighs. And then I squeezed about 2 to 3 lemons, and I poured that lemon all over that, added some spices, feta cheese, a little bit of olives, sliced up a few lemons and, you know, real thin, laid them on top, and then you put tinfoil over the whole thing and baked that at, I think my cousin said, I think I did, 400 for about a half an hour. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's
it
you know
really
some
good.
Of the simplest.
Yeah, no, that was simple.
And it's funny.
Yeah, I can see
I was
it.
Looking
I can...
at some of these books that they we have here, and one of the things was the Guy Fieri book, and he talks about in this book, you know, some of his staples that he has on hand. He's got a whole lot of vinegars and oils that he keeps on hand, but ingredients that I always keep on hand, like I said, olives, feta cheese, because they make just such you can diverse with salads too. You talk about just main dishes, and whatnot. They're excellent.
Cheese is unbelievable.
4th of July is coming up. What do you guys do for 4th of July?
Well, we're going on top of Mount Unkanunik this year, Friday night. Carol has a friend that lives up there. And two years ago, one of three homes. Yeah, 2 years ago we went. It was beautiful. Last year got rained out.
Yeah.
So sad. So
it didn't look good, but now it's cleared up.
It's going to be beautiful.
Bob must be having a mild heart attack.
Yeah.
When I saw the rain.
No, what type of food do you normally I do? We could do cookouts, and we always do steak.
Yep.
We do, you know, different things.
Yeah, hamburgers, hot dogs, all the things you're not supposed to have, but I do those. The kids love them. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But I do lots of salads. I do a lot of, I have an Asian coleslaw that I make. I have a corn salad that I make. The corn salad, really, really easy. I use the package yellow and white corn.
Yep.
So if you want to double it, I do 2 packages. And you can either let it defrost in your refrigerator and use it that way because it's already cooked. Or quickly put it in the microwave and defrost it right away. And avocado, red onion, what else? And lots of cilantro. I get real cilantro and I cut that up really, really fine. And I take lime and olive oil and cilantro. That's my dressing. And I also zest the lime into it. And I put that all together. Oh, my God. It is. Oh, and tomatoes. Those little tomatoes.
Yeah, right.
Cut those up. Add that to the salad. It's delicious.
That's great.
Yeah.
And, on mine, I'm not too complicated. I feel fortunate because not fortunate. Anybody can get one. But I have a griddle in my backyard. I have a gazebo where I do my cooking.
Oh, no kidding.
I've got my egg, which is charcoal.
Yeah.
Then I got my smoker on one side.
Sure, yeah.
And I got my conventional charcoal.
No kidding.
In the back of me. Not charcoal, but propane.
Oh, really? You know?
And then I have my 33-foot griddle.
Yeah.
And I use that to make crepes. Anything I want.
He makes the best crepes in the world.
Crepes come out beautiful.
This is one of the things that I've always wanted to do is create an outdoor kitchen like that.
That's what I have. It's
so nice.
I just love it to heck.
That is great.
But then talk about basic. I take the red or the white potato, leaving the peel on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I cut them very thin.
Yeah.
And then I'll cut them in half. You pile them, you stack them just in half. So they're like a half moon looking thing.
Sure.
And just Evio, a little bit of butter on a griddle with onions.
Oh, yeah? You wrap them in tin foil? Or
no, just on the griddle.
Because the griddle, that's right.
I have four burners.
Oh, yeah?
So the third, fourth burner is off. That's just sitting there. Then I go ahead and do my business on the other end, which is nothing but sausages.
Oh, yeah?
And, I'm a medium rare hamburger.
Yeah,
so
am I.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
But on my griddle, I make it very thin.
Yep.
And I cook it good, and it's crusty on the outside. I put double layer of cheese, like a cheddar. People go crazy.
You think about that, and it's funny because I've always been raised on, when you make burgers, you make them outside, inside, on your grill or a charcoal grill, and I prefer charcoal over sometimes. But you're talking about the griddle,
yep.
And I'll tell you what, there's
something
too different. Yeah, you push it on there. Think about it, like some of we have just in Concord, in Manchester, that Five Guys. That's all they do.
That's right.
They put them all on there.
Well, that's what I like that is
it's moist and it's not. It doesn't dry
it's
it out.
Perfect. Yeah. As long as you cook it and eat it right away, you can't beat it.
No.
You can't let it set.
Nope.
Everybody loves
and
it.
Thin, too,
and those
like
potatoes blister a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They get up there. Oh,
nice caramelizing.
Caramelize the onions.
I'm getting hungry.
And the sausage.
Out, yeah.
What else do you want?
Absolutely,
it doesn't get any better than this.
Absolutely.
And my bottle of cider,
I'm always
cider
excited
beer.
When I get invited to George's house.
Yeah, we just don't, we just
lunch,
don't
dinner,
do it
matter.
Enough, I can never count on,
Anytime, George.
I'm jealous. I want in on this thing. I'm
no,
it,
it's
now.
Kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But Diane just made a promise to me this year that this summer says, you just do it and I'll commit to it.
What kind of burger meat you use when you do yours?
I use 80. I've been using 80-20.
Yeah, so that's what I use too.
A lot of them use 75. Like, yeah. What's his name? On Food Network.
Oh, yeah,
everybody knows him.
There's so many.
He's
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
No, that guy. The other one.
Oh, Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay. He believes it's 75.
Yeah, 75, yeah.
I did it the other day. It was all right. But
yeah.
I just feel the extra fat I do not need, and I don't worry about it, but 80-20 is a good cut.
80-20, I think, is perfect. Yeah. And then my wife came home with a 90-10 one time.
No,
I'm like, you guys said you're going to dry out my burger. It's going to
talk about hard.
All right, listeners, I bet you might have questions for us, especially for Patrick
Absolutely.
Or George. So give us a call, 866-823-1077, and we're going to go on another short break, and we will be back with Food for Thought.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
We're all dancing in here.
J-Dog does this.
Wow. The music is getting crazy. I love
nice
it.
Nice music.
Yeah.
Loving it. Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. In for Carol today is me, Michelle, who used to be on with Carol. We were the Taste Buds years ago, if you remember, if some of you listeners listened way back then. And also Patrick, who is a culinary chef teacher at
Lakes Region Community College,
Lakes Region Community College.
In Laconia, yep. And we do our classes out of Shaker Village.
Nice.
And it's funny you just said that because prior to that, I think you and Carol came into lunch at our place
because
our place was called the Food for Thought Cafe.
Yes, we did. Now it's all coming.
Yeah,
back
and I remember. I'm like,
it was delicious.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I do remember that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Very excited. Keep listening because in the second hour we have Rob Cohn from the Concord Co-op who will be joining us talking all about the co-op, and we are getting a co-op in Manchester in about a year from now. So I have lots of questions about it, and I'm sure you guys do too, what the co-op is all about. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call. The number is 866 823-1077. We would love to hear your questions, especially about the co-op or any other questions you might have for us.
I love the callers, because last time we had callers, June called in and stumped me with sumac.
Ah.
And this is one of my first calls, and she's like, yeah, I'll take a caller, you know, sumac. And I'm like, sumac, I'm not quite sure. Well, it's
poison? Poison sumac?
That's the first thing, and it's funny, because it's two kinds. You can have sumac, that is your spice, it's almost like paprika.
Wow. I didn't know that.
But it comes from the same family.
Oh.
So, yeah. So wow. I did my research, came back on the show, and created some dishes. And then June was here to surprise me, and it was awesome. We tasted it up, and it was
very
great.
Good. That was good.
Yeah,
oh, so. June, she stumped you.
But I love it. You know?
Yeah. When you say sumac, that's the first thing you think of.
That's the first thing I think of. But that's what I love about culinary. Is that you never, there's so many things out there. You're just always learning.
Right.
You know, and it's always something new. There's always some new trend coming out, and there's always something else that's going to be coming out. So.
I got to change the subject. Did you hear about this morning on Good Morning America? I think it was in Maryland. They had an air show yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
They were featuring a $10 million helicopter, which the Mayo Clinic had just acquired, right? And in the middle of the show, you know, just quiet, people looking around. It starts up. The prop starts to turn, and the engine starts to roll. Everybody is skirmishing.
And it wasn't supposed to?
A six-year-old boy went in there and started it. can you imagine? It's a stumper. I am telling you. And he went by his game. They showed the game, and they showed where he could, you know, on and engage. And,
you know,
and some people got hurt. One tent went flying. It just started.
Well, those propellers are pretty.
Yeah, but the wind effect through a tent someplace.
Or, all the electronics out there today.
I just can't believe it.
Yeah, these younger kids.
Imagine how they felt
with all these electronics.
They're better on the computer than we are.
Nothing about
touching
buttons.
Good thing you didn't hit the throttle.
Oh, definitely. I know. Takes it off.
When it went up, it went this way.
I would have impressed if you could fly it. You know,
my son's six, and he would have been all about that.
Oh, but anyway, I just can't get over that.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. One of our favorite sites is foodreference.com. I'm not sure if you guys know of it. It's awesome. Lots of stuff going on in Food Reference. I used to get lots of trivia from there when it was trivia time. But here's today's food quote. Grilling, broiling, and barbecuing, whatever you want to call it, is an art. Not just a matter of building a pyre, and we looked that up, and throwing on a piece of meat. Building a pyre, and it now makes sense, is building a fire. Piece of meat as a sacrifice to the gods of the stomach. Absolutely, right?
Big quote by James Beard, right?
I'm saying it is an art, and you can all learn the art.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's one of the things in classes that I have our students study, and one is Julia Childs, the other one is James Beard, but especially in French cuisine, and because of the knowledge. But you know, like we said, one of the highest awards you can get in culinary is the James Beard Award.
Right.
You know, so he was a fascinating individual. You know, especially with his earlier TV days.
Speaking of Julia Child, too, she was so messy, and that's what I loved about her, because she was a real person.
She was real.
She was real, and I loved watching her cook it.
And she would
throw stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
By the time she was done, it was a mess. Her crew had a lot to clean up.
Yeah, so, but it's, you know, like I said, and she would, so you'd see the mistakes on camera too.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I loved about it. And I think that's the thing that people love about that show is that it showed.
Right.
It showed, you know, hey.
The show that I gravitate to on TV is The Pioneer Woman.
Oh, I love her too.
I think it's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
She is good. She's done
she's good, but she does a lot of fattening things.
Well,
like,
Hey.
Pick and choose.
Moderation.
You're right.
Just don't go this way. But you know why? Her kids are out on the range working with the horses. And,
yeah.
You know, they all work hard. And
yeah,
she gives
them
some high calorie food.
I've been eating fatty foods for years and I'm fine.
I always say it's moderation. It's not how you cook. You can be moderate. Again, even that, you don't eat the whole stick of butter. You cut it down.
Yeah.
To me, I'd cut it down to the third. I'd still use it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're saying nowadays that, you know, we have all these margarines and everything.
Yeah,
else.
I've always said that.
It's better to have butter.
I started cooking, and my uncle was using margarine at the restaurant, and I used to melt it. I used to, my gosh, what's all that stuff in the bottom?
Yeah.
I never used it again.
Yeah.
I went to butter. On my own.
That's our cue. We have barely a minute left, and we are Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And coming up next hour, don't forget, Rob Cohn from Concord Co-op, and also Nick and Zach from the Wah Toy later on this the next hour. So stay tuned, and please call us, 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back.